Troy Rank of Denver 7 joins us, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air. And Troy, the Broncos were busy last week in free agency. Of all the moves they made, what one do you think was their best one?
I like Zach Allen the best in terms of the value and what he brings for the defense, the way it fits. I mean, the offensive linemen collectively between Powers and McGlinchey need to be their best moves. I don't know. I mean, Powers was on the roster bubble before last season and getting cut, and McGlinchey is known as a run blocker, and they overpaid for him. But that's okay. If he's just a stable guy there and they solidify that position, it's fine. But for me, it's Zach Allen. If you're talking about the most shrewd signing, James, that's easy. That's Samaje Perine, because he's great on third down. He hasn't fumbled in 5 years, and he's good enough to, if he needs to start and pair with Latavius Murray for a month until Javonte Williams comes back, they'll be fine.
Have we heard anything about Latavius Murray? Do you think the Broncos are going to bring him back?
I do still think he comes back. Oh, they have a spot, because I know they're optimistic about Javonte, but they don't know. And Javonte's lived in Denver this offseason. He's cleared every hurdle when I talked to him about a month ago. But the reality is, with that type of surgery, and it's a little more complicated than an ACL, that to have him ready and look like himself realistically, now I hope I'm wrong, you're probably thinking October. So Latavius Murray, there's really no competition for him right now because of his age. So I do think he comes back and you pair him with Perine and go from there. And you might still get a guy undrafted free agent too. That's possible. But they've protected themselves now in case Javonte needs more time.
Troy, earlier we were having a fascinating conversation where James brought it up, and I'm going to try to frame it like James did, but I'm stealing his question right now. But he was talking about just kind of free agency and the type of players that Sean Payton brought in, and James was kind of alluding to the fact that he thought that these players were, it was not by coincidence. You look at Ben Powers. Ben has been on a football team that has been in the playoffs the last couple of years. You look at McGlinchey. He's been on a football team where it's the exact same thing. Picked to win the Super Bowl. Who's Super Bowl favorites at certain times? Where it looks like Samaje Perine, right? He's won a lot of football games. Was playing in the Super Bowl. Played in the championship game this past year. And he was speaking to the culture aspect of it. So do you think that these free agents were brought in here as well to help out with the culture moving forward also?
100%. I mean, like, six of the top nine have been in the playoffs the last couple of years. I mean, even Zach Allen, the Cardinals were in the playoffs 2 years ago. To create a winning culture, it's kind of this chicken and the egg thing, that does the culture transform after winning, or can the culture create the winning? I mean, and I debated this with front office executives for years, and sometimes it depends on the team. The team's ego is such that they need to win to have confidence, that then that creates the culture. And sometimes you just bring in guys who've already won, not with this team, who create that with discipline and accountability and consequences and holding each other to a standard. And we've seen it, whether you say it's the Avs or any great team I've covered, from the 15 Broncos to teams you were on, O to the 07 Rockies, the 09 Rockies. Great teams, players take ownership. Now, a coach whose discipline helps, That's part of it. They've got to know there's a line they can't cross. But if teams are going to be special, players take ownership in the locker room. And when there's not consequences from above, like last year, players have a hard time deciding, like, well, now I'm supposed to be the coach, the judge, and the jury? Like, you need the coach to set the tone, and then the players follow suit and police themselves. And that's why when you bring in guys who've won, they know what it looks like. They know what it looks like. Hey, you're going to take your day off lifting today? Well, okay, you do it today, and then you did it 3 days ago, and then now you look up, you've taken 5 days off in the span of X amount of days. That's the difference. When culture changes, it's over time. It's organic. But when you have guys who've won, and you know this, it changes. It usually changes faster because there's a number of guys who know what it looks like.
Hey, Troy, and I don't know that it's just the guys they've brought in. I think to some extent, it's the guys they've let leave as well. And I'm not blaming Dalton Risner and Graham Glasgow and, Brett Rippon and Draymond Jones for all the losing that's gone on here. But I do think, they were a part of the problem. They were a part of some of the drama that has just been a distraction here. And I think that's probably why we've heard rumors of late about Cortland Sutton potentially being traded, Jerry Jeudy being on the market. That has been a weird evolving story. Where do you land on what the Broncos are or aren't trying to do or potentially do with Sutton, Jeudy, maybe even KJ Hamler?
Yeah, I mean, I would say this, like, with guys like Dalton, Corey, like, some of those guys, they're good leaders. They just get miscast on a team that's a losing team. So sometimes their intensity doesn't match the group, and that's where the friction comes from. So I would be remiss if I didn't defend a couple of those guys for that. You know, Draymond, the defense is different. The frustration on the defensive side has been real for a better part of 7 years, that we do our job every week and the offense can't carry its water. That's a lot of what you see on the defensive side. But sometimes you just have to change pieces out. It's like a pitcher who gives, you know, there's three errors behind him and he really did nothing wrong, but I've got to change the mojo. In regards to the receivers, you know, I felt like one was going to move, and people asked me why Judy. Well, Judy has more value. If you're going to build up draft collateral and you think you can, they're asking for a one, and that's why nothing's happened, frankly. But if you say we'll take a two and a three for him to get some picks back, and Sean Payton, you know, historically has been pretty good at identifying receivers in the draft, even later in the draft. So he feels like I can find a guy like him, maybe close to him, and we get a second and third back. That's why. And Sutton's issue is, just like with Cooks, James, if you want to deal Sutton, you're going to have to pay down the contract. I mean, he's cap hit next year is like $18 million, but there's no dead money after this year. That would be the one lure if you're trying to get a team involved. But they paid $6 million on Cook to trade him to get a fifth, you know, a later round pick. So if you really decide you want that room to look different and Sutton's involved, you're going to have to pay down the contract. And I defend Sutton. Like, he's been on bad teams. It's tough. But the thing about, you know, Cortland has to realize, you know, he had drops in seven straight games. He didn't have a 1,000-yard season. He has two touchdowns in 26 games. I mean, when you talk about respect in this league, I mean, it's about numbers. And you got to fall out of bed as a number one and have 6 to 8 touchdowns. And it's been a carousel of quarterbacks. I get it. I'm just saying, sometimes when you get on a losing team, you forget what it looks like. You forget what it looks like. And I know guys work hard and they do all those things, but sometimes you just have to change for change's sake. And you're seeing that with Sean Payton. He's already turned over like 20% of the roster. Yeah. In 72 hours, they basically turned over 20% of the roster. And he's not done yet.
If Cortland is here and Jerry Judy's on the roster, do you think that in Sean Payton's eyes and this offensive staff's eyes, do you think that Cortland gets the opportunity to fight for that number one wide receiver position, or is that come and gone where he's viewed as more of a two now?
Well, I mean, Sean Payton's a proven guy. I don't know why he wouldn't give him the opportunity, at least. I would just say that with Zach Azani gone, the coaching staff change, you would be seen with, it's one of those things, you know how it goes, though. It's a fresh set of eyes, but it's also really no one in the building has your back anymore. There's no benefit of the doubt. And that's what he would be dealing with. The last few years, he has a bad game, or he wants to, you know, he needs a little extra time to rest. He gets the benefit of the doubt because he's their guy. That's all gone now. No one's there that drafted him. The coach that, you know, the coaches have had his back are gone, including his position coach. All that's changed now. So it's really a prove it mode. But I mean, if he stays, I would, you know, give him the opportunity. Of course, I just think for me, the way the season ended, Jerry Judy was your number one. I mean, that was very clear. He was your number one. Whether he would be a clear number one in a Sean Payton offense, I don't know that. I don't know, because they're going to run the ball. If anything this last week told you, they're going to be a physical team and they're going to run the ball first to set up the pass. So what does that look like? It's going to be fewer targets. We probably can guess that right now. So what does that look like? That's part of the reason when people ask, how are they trading receivers? They're at the third highest. That position group for the Broncos, the receiver, is the third highest in the league paid, according to the cap. They didn't have a 1,000-yard receiver last year. It's just good business to look at reframing that room. You can't be the third highest paid receiver room and not even have a guy sniff Pro Bowl? I mean, come on.
Troy, great stuff as always. We appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning.
Thanks, Troy.
You got it. See you.
There he goes. That was Troy Rank of Denver 7, presented by ROX Rocks Heating and Air.